Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. For parents, the realization that your child has a disability hits hard. But be encouraged. You are not alone. In the book, Another Kind of Courage, you'll learn about God's design for fathers of families affected by disability. Mothers and wives will get a valuable look inside the heart and mind of their husbands, gaining insight about his journey as a father of a child with a disability. Doug Mazza and Steve Bundy have authored a book, this book, Another Kind of Courage, God's Design for Fathers of Families Affected with Disabilities. And today, Steve Bundy is in studio with us. And we just pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ, for you to put your trust in Him, in Christ who loves you so much. He died on the cross for our sins, yours, mine, Steve's. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave, and today the living Christ calls you to Himself. And my friend, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, if as you listen to this program, it touches you in a way and in a place that you have not been touched for in a long, long time, or perhaps never in your heart, because of the grace, compassion, and wisdom that God provides through Steve Bundy, author of Another Kind of Courage. Well, it's the Lord wooing you to Himself and saying, whatever challenge, I'm here to stand with you. Not only that, but to help you through. Steve Bundy is the vice president of Johnny and Friends. And as vice president, he oversees the Christian Institute on Disability, as well as international outreach at Johnny and Friends International Disability Center. The Institute, led by Steve, is the educational and public policy arm of Johnny and Friends, which collaborates with universities and seminaries across the United States and the world. Steve is married to Melissa. They have two sons, Caleb and Jaron. Steve, welcome to our show.
Well, Danny, thank you so much. It's a joy and it's a privilege to join you today. And thank you so much for recognizing this subject of dads that have children with disabilities and the importance of addressing this subject in their lives.
Why, Steve? Why did you and Doug Mazza write the book, Another Kind of Courage, God's Design for Fathers of Families Affected with Disabilities?
Well, Danny, we wrote the book for a couple reasons, and the first and the foremost, the obvious, is that dads are struggling out there, and when their hopes or their dreams, their expectations for their child, when those dreams are dashed, and when they don't know where to turn, often dads find themselves in a place of isolation. And as you know, nothing good happens in isolation. Mm. So we felt the need to write this for dads who are in that place. And that really leads me to the second reason, and that's because Doug and I have both been there. Mm. We do not write this book. In fact, we say in the introduction, we do not write this book from any sort of a pedestal of two dads that have gotten it together, that have gotten it right. That is not our approach. We write it from a place of really humility, saying, look, we've been on the journey. We've made some mistakes. We've learned. We've grown through our own failures. And if we can do something to bring you along, brother, in the Lord, as you lead your family, you navigate this new direction you found yourself on, we want to come alongside and support you in that journey.
Give us a little background of your experience, Steve, and and why this book would mean so much to you.
Well, Danny, I grew up in and out of church and came to know the Lord at a fairly young age. And as I was preparing for college, I sensed a call of God on my life. I'd really dedicated myself to Him. I was passionate about the things of God. I went into college with that passion. I came out of it with a bride, with a vision for our future. And it was in my days of seminary that our son Caleb was born to us. And I was not prepared to receive my firstborn child with significant disabilities in his life. And so, Danny, my journey ended up really taking a side path of trying to discover who this God is I'm serving, what He's doing in my life, what He's doing in my son's life. And I hit a wall. Unlike, you know, many dads that have both, not unlike many dads that have also gone down this journey that have tried to figure out, you know, what's happening to my family, to my child. You know, I came to a place of trying to reconcile the goodness of God with my child's very real disabilities. And I had a crisis of faith. It took me quite some time, a couple of years of grappling, of wrestling with God, trying to figure out what He's doing. And it was really through a healing process on the journey with my son that God showed His grace, His unconditional love, His mercy to me, and brought me to a place where I began to understand that my son is created in the image of God, that God's designed him, He loves him, He cares for him, He's got a plan for his life. And I really had to come to a place of surrender, of saying, you know, not my will, Lord, but what's your will for my son and for my life and for my family's future as well. And it was a painful journey at times. But I tell you, brother, on the other side of that, God has brought victory. He has brought ministry. He's opened doors for the gospel I would have never imagined before. And even though we still have some challenging days, don't get me wrong. my son's now 15 years old, and we've got some challenges. But I tell you, now I've begun to understand Romans 8:28 in a whole different light, that God is indeed in the midst of our circumstances, working them out for good for those who love God and are called according to His purposes.
Steve, would I be alone as a father as I listen to you? Would I be alone if, as my child is born and I realize that God has blessed me with a son, I begin to envision things. I begin to dream dreams of what my boy is going to be like, and where I'm going to take him, what he's going to do, what he's going to accomplish. And then when reality sets in that God has made him different than what I've conjured up, that maybe what I was praying about wasn't in God's plan. Am I alone in that, or is that something? And of course, the feelings that stir up inside, confusion, frustration, disappointment, worry, am I alone in that, or is that something that is rather commonplace?
That's a great question, Danny, and here's been my experience, both personally and with all the men I've ministered to throughout the years. You're not alone, but you feel alone. And that's where most men live. They live if the sense of shame, guilt, isolation, and they don't fully understand, they're not able to articulate the emotions that are happening inside of them. And what often happens is a man will begin to shrink back from his social circles, from his family circles. You know, as men, we are wired. God has wired us to fix things, right? We want to fix them. I mean, in my 22 years of marriage, you know, I think I'm just finally getting to a place where I realize, you know, my wife doesn't want me to fix this. She just wants me to be on the journey with her when it's broken, right? But men, and especially first-time fathers, boy, we rise to the challenge. I'm going to fix this. And when we realize that our son's conditions or our daughter's condition is way beyond our ability to fix it, it causes a father to shut down. And we talk about that in the book. Our opening chapter is called Courage When There Are No Answers. And we get into issues about the fact that men like to be in control. And what disability does, especially with our kids, is it brings us to a place where we realize we are not in control. So there becomes a loss of control of our emotions, a loss of control of what we're able to predict or determine for the future of our families. We have a loss of control sometimes in terms of even our career choices. Or how it impacts our finances for the family. But one of the things I bring out in this book, Danny, we lose control of who we think God is. And that is not necessarily a bad thing if a man can come to an understanding of the love and the character and the grace of God and his plan for this man's life and his family, and it's a good plan. Because what disability does is it brings us to the reality of crisis. And often in our journey, we look around and we want to figure out, well, how big is God? And we decide, well, he's only as big as the crisis in my life. And it reminds me of a story once where I was driving with my youngest son. He was 4 years old at the time. And his name's Jaron. And Jaron asked me one of the questions, you know, God, or he asked me, Dad, how big is God, right? Well, you know, I've taught enough in the university setting to know that when I don't know the answer to something, you turn the question back around, right? So I turned it back around to Jaron. I said, Jaron, how big do you think God is? And at the time, we're in California driving by the San Gabriel Mountains, and he looks out, and he looks at the biggest thing he can find, which were the mountains. And he says, Dad, is God as big as those mountains? And I said, yes, son, he is bigger than the mountains. He created them. But it made me think about the reality of the question that men, fathers, ask when their child has a disability, and that is this: how big is God? Really, how big is he? Because I look at my child's disability, I look at the crisis, and I don't think he's very big. He's certainly not as big as this problem. And the reality is we fathers have not understood who God is and his greatness, that he, in fact, holds their child in his hands. And he is, in fact, in his sovereignty and control of who they are, what their family looks like, and that he's big enough to walk them through that journey and to give them the tools that they need as fathers to lead their families.
Steve Bundy speaks from the gut level. He's a man who knows. He's a man who speaks out of the experiences of his life. Of course, you can hear the emotive compelling in his voice. He has a message of hope. He and Doug Mazza have co-authored a book entitled Another Kind of Courage, God's Design for Fathers of Families Affected with Disabilities. I have a sense that someone today is listening, and a dear friend like you, just listening right now, is feeling a glimmer of hope, a sense that a world out of control can be brought back together again with a proper view of God. Steve Bundy will be back to share more deep things when we come back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
God uses it. God uses books. God, certainly in my life, I'm quite certain in your life, in one form or another, a book can actually save a relationship, can actually save a career. God provides these resources. He gives ideas to people. They process it and they package it in a form that it's accessible to us. And today I'm speaking of a book written by Steve Bundy and Doug Mazza of Johnny and Friends. The book is entitled Another Kind of Courage, God's Design for Fathers of Families Affected with Disabilities. Well, we know that it's not just going to be a message for dads and for fathers. It's a message for mothers as well, not just males, but men, but women. And as I was talking with Steve Bundy off the air, we know that most dads are probably not going to walk into the bookstore to buy it. We need the women to go and get it for them, and it will give you a glimpse of what's going on in the heart of men, the heart of fathers. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the book at johnnyandfriends.org. johnnyandfriends.org. Get the book there. Steve, stories of men, special needs dads, they're packed in your book.
Yes.
What are some of those?
Absolutely, Danny. We recognize, both Doug and I recognize that our journey is similar to so many other dads. And so we asked a host of other contributors. We have over a dozen fathers that have contributed a story that helps make up part of the essence of this book and this message to other fathers. And I want to just real quickly hit on something you mentioned, Danny, and that is this. This book is written for fathers, but it's just as valuable to the wives and mothers out there, because I know from my own personal experience that much of what I've gone through in my journey my wife was the one who was kind of on the sideline supporting me, but desperately wanted to know what was going on inside my heart and in my head. How can I support my husband? And us men, we have a hard time, a difficult times time articulating or expressing our emotions. In fact, sometimes we don't even understand what's happening inside of us, so it's hard to articulate it. So I just want to give a shout out that if you're a mother or wife or grandmother, you know a father going through something with a special needs child, this book provides insight so you know how to love that man and support that man. I just want to respond to that, Danny. So, you know, I think of some of the dads in here, like John Ebersole. John is a fabulous father to two wonderful girls who were both born with various physical and developmental disabilities. And John writes in here a story about the kind of the pride of life and one of the challenges that we have as fathers. And he writes very openly and honestly about the challenge it was to his ego as a father and the shame and the guilt that came to recognize and to understand that our child or our children are very kind of broken, so to speak. And I recognize that we're all broken, so I am careful my choice of words. But in a sense, as a father, when you know your child has certain limitations, and some of those limitations are very recognizable physically and cognitively, and that's something that a father will wrestle through, both shame and often guilt for that, thinking that perhaps it's their fault or it's my genes or something along these lines that dads just naturally wrestle with. And John writes about his experience with that. And what he so beautifully articulates is what he came to grips with was this mask that he had been wearing and how we all have these masks. And so he came to a place in his wrestling with God where he recognized that this mask has got cracks in it, and that his daughters, in their disability, were helping him to recognize the cracks, in other words, the falsehood of this mask that he had been wearing. And it allowed him to come to a place where he had to do business with God and say, God, you know, here I am claiming to be a man of God, and yet I'm wearing this mask. I'm hiding behind it because I'm afraid of my own brokenness. And it was through his daughter's lives that he was able to begin to remove that mask and say, God, here am I in all of my own brokenness. Yeah, come and be the God of my source of my life and my strength. And fill those cracks, Lord. Fill them in with the grace in the presence of Jesus Christ. And it's a powerful story of how dads have to come to grips with our own pride, our own ego, so to speak, that we're not necessarily going to always look like the nice little cute house with the picket white fence and all the kids have got straight A's and all these physical abilities. That is not, in fact, what God's looking for. He's looking for families that are real, that are honest, that expose their own brokenness and recognize that for the grace of God, we would fall by the wayside. So that is one of the stories, Danny, that's in this book.
Why did you and Doug Mazza, choose the title Another Kind of Courage?
Boy, that's a great question. You know, Danny, from your own experience, that choosing a title of a book is sometimes one of the biggest challenges of getting the books released, right? I mean, you can go round and round in circles, and everyone has a different opinion about a title. We chose this title because it's easy to write about courage in the sense of a book for men or a book for dads. There's some wonderful, wonderful books out there. I've read many of them, in fact, that deal with just being a courageous leader, being a courageous family man. We wanted to obviously recognize the courage it does take to be a leader in your family, to be a leader in your community, and so forth. But we slightly altered the title of it to be Another Kind of Courage, because we recognize for dads out there to navigate the course of disability while staying faithful to Christ and your family, to keep the marriage covenant, all of that, it really does take what we call another kind of courage, and it's going to take another kind of grace. And that's really where we came up with the title, Another Kind of Courage.
When we talk about courage to surrender control, okay, sometimes control is just, we're out of control, or things are out of our control. How does that relate, when things are out of control, how does that relate to surrendering control?
You know, Doug Mazza, in this book, tells a story from his own life. And one of the things I love about working with Doug is God has allowed him to experience so many different seasons of his own life, everything from corporate America to leading a nonprofit organization like Johnny and Friends. And what Doug shares in his story is being a guy that climbs the corporate ladder to leading a public held corporation, it obviously takes usually someone that understands control, and they're used to being in control in their lives. And so when Ryan, his son, was born with severe disabilities, it put Doug into a place. Here he is, used to being in control in corporate America, to a place where he had no control. And Doug tells a story where he really came to a place where it actually looked like Ryan was going to die. Ryan had had something like over a dozen surgeries in his two-year-old life. Many of them was revolving around his skull and the complexities of a deformity he was born with. And so Doug talks about coming to this place where it looked like his son was actually going to go be with the Lord. And he collapsed under the weight of trying to be in control. And he came to a place where he traded that through surrender to the Lord. And he said, Lord, you take control. I'm giving you the reins. From here on out, I want to be a man that gives you my son and gives you my life. And it was really through that whole experience that God began to teach Doug that we gained control in the sense of godly control and discipline and relationship with Christ through surrender. Mm-hmm. And we let go of this worldly control that we're grasping on, and we're going to dictate, and we're going to manipulate. And what I call it, Danny, is kind of the palms up, right?
Yes.
You go from grasp, holding on to something, to palms up, where you're holding it, but you've surrendered it. You've surrendered it over to the Lord. And that's where we find ourselves having to go as fathers, is a place where we are surrendering our families, our lives, our futures to the Lord, and entrust them back into His care.
That's the picture. That is the picture right there. A picture of hands open, palms up. A picture of surrender. Great picture. Thank you, Steve, for that one. We need to envision that and be that. Today, my friend, as you listen to Steve Bundy, author of the book, along with Doug Mazza, author of the book, Another Kind of Courage, God's Design for Fathers of Families Affected with Disabilities. You might know that there is a disability in your child. It might be sort of a hush-hush thing. You don't want to get the word out on it. And in other instances, the word may be out, but you yourself don't feel comfortable, at least not at this point, to be open about things. Well, there's a release in a surrender, as spoken by Steve Bundy, and he'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day.
Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, of course. Of course it could strain a marriage. A husband and wife, you know, in love with each other. They've got a perfect vision of what their life will be like, and an enchanted life, and with their family. And then a child is born with a disability of some kind, maybe severe. How does it affect the marriage? And when you have other children, how does it affect the siblings? I've got Steve Bundy with me by phone from the Johnny and Friends International Disabilities Center headquarters. And Steve is the author of the book, along with Doug Mazza, a book entitled Another Kind of Courage, God's Design for Fathers of Families Affected with Disabilities. You can get the book at johnnyandfriends.org. I encourage you to do so. And if you know someone who will be blessed by it, who will be equipped and encouraged by it, get it for them as well at johnnyandfriends.org. How does courage relate in this context, Steve, when it comes to marriage?
Great question, Danny. One of the things we try to do in this book is to help really lead and guide dads from a place of surrender, like we've been talking about, coming to a place of seeing that my child, my family, my entire future is really going to be more secure in the hands of God than in my own hands. And from there, we really try to help dads begin to recognize their role now in serving their family and in what we call, we title one chapter called Courage to Keep the Marriage Covenant. And anyone that's been married for a length of time, they know, they understand that as with even the greatest marriage, challenges will come. And when you have two people in love with very different personalities and they're beginning to make a family together, that stressors will come that you don't expect. Often we see when disability comes, when a child is born with a various type of disability, that if a married couple, they don't have the tools, right, to be able to handle some of the stress that comes with a disability, it becomes kind of the perfect storm for the enemy to step in and divide and conquer. And so we wrote a chapter dedicated to marriage. What does it mean to keep the marriage covenant? And we look at everything, you know, from communication, the challenge of communication, to placing marriage as a priority for you and your wife. What often happens, Danny, I've seen this so many times, and it happened in our marriage for some time, is that the child with special needs becomes the center of the marriage. And because there are needs, because there are pressing needs usually, and because it becomes very taxing, what often happens if a married couple isn't careful is that the needs of this child, it becomes the center of the relationship. And now you're really communicating with one another based upon the needs at hand. And sometimes it's crisis, and sometimes, you know, things aren't going right, or it becomes the finances because the medical bills start piling up, or whatever the case may be. Or it may just be the fact that this child has behavioral issues, and that's becoming the center of attention for the married couple. And we really encourage couples to step back and to recognize that, especially dads, that they made a covenant with the wife of their youth, or they made a covenant with this wonderful bride that Christ has given them. And they are to guard that relationship. And that's only going to happen if, instead of placing the child in the very center of that relationship, is to place Christ in the center of that relationship, and to make sure that the relationship is growing towards Christ and towards one another. As I often tell fathers all the time, the best gift you can give to your child with special needs is a strong marriage to your wife. That's one of the best things you can give them.
Why? Why, Steve?
You know, Danny, it's because at some point, the reserves that we have in terms of our strength, our wisdom, our knowledge, our understanding, at some point we're going to run out. The needs are going to be overwhelming. They're going to be pressing. There's not going to be enough answers. And if we're not careful, that stress and that strain is going to mean that we are going to lash out. And usually that lashing out is the ones we care about the most. That's going to be our spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing the enemy would like to do more than to create an enemy within our marriage. That's his goal. That's his objective. But if we are Christ-centered, we are deriving our strength from Christ. We're deriving our grace from Christ, our mercy from Christ, our security from Christ. And ultimately, we are going to entrust the future of our child, our marriage, our family, into the hands of Christ. And that doesn't mean it's all, you know, easy from there on out. Of course not. There are still very real challenges you have to work through on a daily basis. But you're no longer draining your own reserves or the reserves of your spouse to help meet those needs and those demands. You're drawing it from Christ. And you're able to then keep your marriage as a priority. You know, one of the things I encourage in that particular chapter is this understanding of, you know, when we were courting our wives, we would spend money, we would go out, we'd have date night, you know, we would do everything we could to impress our fiance or boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. And so as a man, you're doing everything you can to impress your girlfriend or your your fiance. And yet sometimes then when we enter marriage and we enter into this covenant relationship and these needs press against us, you know what? We take that passion, we take that fun, we take it all for granted because these other needs are now taking precedent. And so one of the things I really encourage in this chapter is don't forget that love of your youth. Mm. You have to take time, you have to plan, you have to organize in such a way that you maintain that love with your bride. So we take a regular date night, and it's a challenge. It is. Sometimes financially it's a challenge. It's a challenge with childcare. If plans fall through, we will decide that we're going to do a date night at home. And we will still have time together, have time to discuss, have time to have dinner together. And we make sure that mom and dad, that we have got time as a couple to really focus on one another and appreciate one another. And it's very critical in keeping the marriage covenant.
Steve, I'm thinking about, as you mentioned this about marriage and points of awareness to prevent a marriage catastrophe. What if someone is in a catastrophic situation already? The man is listening. He says, I've made so many mistakes. It's so convicting to hear what is being said now because I feel like a weasel. I mean, I've gone off. I've said the wrong things. I've done more damage in this situation in my life, then I don't even know if it could be repaired. I hope that there's something that could be done, but I don't even know. Steve, when we come back, can we address that dear friend, that dear brother, who is really demoralized? Mm. But in a way, has taken a lickings because of what's up. Even the devil has gotten the best of him. And yeah, brother is down. When we come back, Steve Bundy. Steve, can you talk about that?
Absolutely.
Can we discuss that? When we come back, Steve Bundy will go ahead and tackle that so that we can be lifted up, so you can be lifted up, so that you can be, get back in the game, dust it off, renewed, back in the game, okay? Steve Bundy will be with us when we come back. Stay with us now.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Hey, I've been to conferences, a lot of conferences actually in my ministry career. And, those conferences, whether it was a pastor or a pastor gets up and they talk about, 10 things towards a ministry of success, or 10 things to make your church grow, or so on and so forth. And when I listen to it, sometimes when I leave, I feel discouraged. Isn't that odd? Well, maybe not so odd. And in other instances, a pastor would get up, and I know his church is huge, and he's dynamic, and this leader is leading masses of people, and he talks about 5 things I did wrong, and how God still used it. And I'm there, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, I'm thinking, this is encouraging to me. Well, perhaps somebody today is going through a really rough time. Well, I've got the right person for you. His name is Steve Bundy. He's the author of the book Another Kind of Courage, God's Design for Fathers of Families Affected with Disabilities. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the podcast for free. Pass it on to a family member or a friend. But to get this book, get this now, get this book at johnnyandfriends.org. Another Kind of Courage by Steve Bundy and Doug Mazza. Steve, someone listening has done it all, and feels like they've done it all wrong. What would you say to them?
First thing I would say to them, Danny, is you're not alone. First of all, I've been there. Every dad that's contributed to this book, they have been there. You know, I spoke earlier about ways to keep the marriage covenant, ideals for strengthening the relationship with your wife. Let me tell you, that was born not out of my success, but out of my failure. Okay, so let me start there and say that it is a journey. It is a growing journey. You are in a growing relationship with your wife. And we've all realized that when we said, I do, and we left the chapel, that there was no instruction manual handed to us. Now, day one, do this. Right. When your wife raises this question, answer this way. Okay. In interdisabilities, and like most fathers, boy, we're so ill-equipped. First of all, to really know how to thrive in marriage, and then secondly, to do it with a disabled child. So the first thing I would say to them is in the midst of your discouragement, be encouraged that you are not alone, my friend. And there is no journey so dark that God's redeeming grace is not present. You have not walked away from the grace of God. He is with you. He is present. No matter how dark you feel you're in the tunnel or in the weeds, God is present. He's in the valley.
Amen.
And so there is a journey out. There is a journey. There's a pathway that God has. He has good and planned for your family. He loves you. He loves your family. He's not forgotten you. He's not left you. And he promises in his word in Jeremiah chapter 29, 11 to 13, that when we seek him with all of our hearts, we will find the plan that he has for us, a good plan, he says, to prosper us, to benefit us, and to bless us. And so quickly, Danny, just some things I would say to that dad is, first and foremost, just acknowledge to your wife, listen, I'm at a place where I didn't want to be. I want to be the husband that God's called me to be. I want to be the father God's called me to be. Would you be patient with me? Would you forgive me for my shortcomings? And begin there. Begin by being real and being honest with your spouse and with your children. In that case, if that's necessary. The second thing I would say is to get some support. Danny, we were not meant, it's an old cliche, but it's true. We were not meant to be islands. And I said early on in the broadcast that where the enemy likes to get us, especially men, is to a place of isolation. And it's in that place of isolation that the enemy begins to really wage his war against our minds and against our strength and our motives and so forth. And so, brother, I would say get out of the isolation. We have a chapter in the book that's actually called Courage to Stand as Brothers. And I, one of the things I talk about, one of the movies I've really come to like is called Acts of Valor, mm-hmm. where it really looks at, you know, what it means in the world of Navy SEALs and to really band together as brothers and the way that they would stand and support one another and defend one another. They become really this band of brothers. And we talk about this band of brothers of fathers of special needs children. And so I'd say to you, find that band of brothers. Find them in the local church where they can support you, they can pray for you, and they can be there for you and give you advice and tips along the way. The third thing I would say is the obvious, but it needs to be said, and that is be in the Word of God. Be in the Word of God. It's the Word of God that will be our shield, your strength, that will drive out the lies of the enemy. So be in the Word of God, and of course be in prayer with the Lord himself, giving him your needs and your desires and listening to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So I would say to those dads who are discouraged, you're not alone. God has a path for you towards victory. He wants you to have a healthy home. And I really hope and pray that as you journey in that path, if this book or other brothers or pastors that are out there can come alongside and support you, that you will find that kind of hope and encouragement. You know what, Danny, let me say one more thing. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
I meant to say this. One of the things that helped me the greatest in my life, and there was a day I would have been embarrassed to say this on national radio, but we came to a place in our marriage where I said, you know what, I need someone to speak into our marriage. And so years ago, when we were struggling in our marriage, we went to counseling. And I know for most men, that's a big blow to their ego. And I was a pastor at the time, so it was a real blow to my ego. But I came to a place where I said, I want my marriage to thrive more than I want to sustain my own ego. And when we spend a season of allowing a professional counselor to speak into our lives, a Christian counselor, to speak the truth of God into our lives, into our marriage, and it really revolutionized our marriage. And so I would say to you, fathers that are listening, if you're struggling in your marriage, I would say to let go of your ego if necessary. And if you need to seek some sort of outside counseling or voice to speak into your marriage, be humble enough to seek that out for the good of your marriage.
Steve, I want to link arms with you on that one too. You know, my wife Jamie and I we've had to get counseling as well. I do as well still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we were saying that because we don't want anybody to feel like they're in the silo of isolation.
That's right.
And to speak into your life by the grace of God as men who have experienced brokenness, and specifically in this case. Hey, by the way, Steve, when it comes to siblings, what word would you say to a father and in relation to this with other children?
Great question, Danny. I would say just very clearly to fathers, don't forget the other children. You know, often we call the siblings of those with special needs, we call them the overshadowed ones. In other words, they're overlooked, right? The shadow of the needs are so great of the disabled child that often that shadow is cast over the other siblings. And they're the ones that don't receive the time, the attention of their parents. And I have seen so many cases, Danny, where siblings come up through the family only to be very bitter about their special needs sibling and the attention they got from their parents. And that's really a tragedy. It happens, and there's grace there, and God restores those kinds of relationships. I've seen that happen. But I want to say to those fathers now, For those of you that have other children in the family, they're still in the home, remember, they need the time and attention of mom and dad just as much, if not more sometimes, than the child with special needs.
Steve Bundy has spoken openly. You know, that's another kind of courage as well. Hey, Steve, that's another kind of, that may be another chapter. Your courage to speak out on a large platform because of your care for fathers and your care for families. And hey, if you're a wife, a mother of children, a grandmother, an aunt or uncle, a relative, you want to get this book and pass it on to your loved one who is a father. A father and who will relate with this book, because Another Kind of Courage is a book that speaks of God's design for fathers of families affected with disability. Steve, it's always, always a blessing to talk with you. You have this grace of encouragement, wisdom. You're always quoting the Word of God, the Scriptures, and it all makes sense when you speak. It motivates and it builds us up. So I want to thank you, dear brother, for taking the time out of your very, very busy schedule to share your heart with us today.
Well, Danny, thank you, brother. You're always so gracious, and it's always such a joy and honor to be with you, whether on the radio or off the radio. And we appreciate the good life and all that you're doing for the kingdom of God. And so we praise God for you, friend.
Well, dear brother, and please pass my warm greetings to your wife, Melissa. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And as you listen today, it's our hope that you were inspired, moved by the sharing of our guest, Steve Bundy. You can find out more and get the book. Get the book, Another Kind of Courage, God's Design for Fathers of Families Affected with Disabilities, at johnnyandfriends.org. God's timing is indeed perfect. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Steve and I, well, we hope so. We pray so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus said. I know them, and they follow me. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Steve Bundy. Find out more and get his book at johnnyandfriends.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.